Welcome to Study, Grow, Know, where we discuss theology, prophecy, and current political issues from a conservative biblical perspective. Here's your host, Dr. Fred DeRuvo.
Hi, thanks so much for joining me. This is Dr. Fred. You know, the fact that truth appears to continue being covered up while lies are pushed as facts, that's something that should concern us. However, we live in a time when truth is offensive, and it must be silenced with lies so that lies can grow. Now, is this part of what the Apostle Paul may have meant when he said that the last days would prove difficult at best? 2 Timothy 3, 1-5. Our society is decaying, and it's all based on the way people choose to feel as they reject truth. And that is unfortunately too often true of Christians as well. We should all avoid lies at all costs because it's how Satan activates people. It's how he works them up. It's how he gains control of them. God uses actual truth because he is truth. There is no lie, no darkness in him. And his truth is truth regardless of how it makes people feel. As the time approaches for our Lord to physically return, lies will continue to be promoted and gain the advantage. This is all leading to the time when the man of sin, who, by the way, will be the consummate liar, will step up to rule over the final global kingdom first envisioned by Daniel chapter 2. Everything from aliens, demons in disguise, who allegedly watch this planet in order to help us evolve to the next spiritual plane, to the lie of climate change and sustainability, to everything else within the political spectrum, including all the continued and blatant lies about CV, the jab, and the pandemic itself, which, by the way, always appears to be evolving into some new variant that's going to destroy life on Earth as we know it. Well, interestingly enough, if we move on, companies are pushing what they're pushing another lie, basically. It's fake meat. And this is backed by big tech. These meats, quote unquote, can be anything from plant-based to actual GMOs that are grown in the lab. Now, I certainly don't mind if someone wants to eat these fake meats. That's up to them. However, I refuse for several reasons. First, plant-based meats have a tremendous amount of soy-based ingredients in them. Men don't need much soy at all, and in fact, we can actually get by without it quite well. Too much soy for men reduces testosterone, and it increases estrogen, and with it, our toxic masculinity by softening a male's outlook and demeanor. Second, to create GMO-based meats, cows still need to be slaughtered. Though the creators of these products and the proponents of such meats, quote-unquote, will lie directly to you about that. If a full-grown cow is being slaughtered for these GMO meats, and it's discovered, for instance, that she's carrying a calf, well, the mother is killed, and the developing calf is removed. While the calf is still alive, a needle is inserted into the calf's heart, and all the blood removed from the animal, which, according to an article I've highlighted in the transcript, takes roughly 5 minutes for the poor thing to die. This kind of reminds me of the halal process, where the carotid artery of the animal is simply nicked, and the animal bleeds to death, usually going into convulsions and having a heart attack. It's not quick, and it's certainly not painless. The blood cells, though, from the calf are then used to create what is called, get this, cultured meat. It's fake meat. But because it comes from a cow in the form of blood cells, they think they can get by with that. Well, as the article also points out, this whole fake meat industry, led by Bill Gates, is designed to draw us away from real meat and under the control of the companies that produce the fake meats as part of the Great Reset envisioned by Klaus Schwab and other elites. They don't want us eating meat. They want meat for themselves and want to have total control over what we eat, what we do, where we live, what we buy, the whole thing. And that's just that part of it. Meanwhile, numerous experts are talking about what's called stagflation, which turns out to be, quote, the combination of slow economic growth along with high unemployment and high inflation. That's from Investopedia. Meanwhile, Biden keeps bragging about our supposedly robust economy while folks are paying over $6 a gallon in some places for gas. Zero Hedge speaks of a permanent shortage of everything that's coming. And I've linked to a Christian who talks turkey about shortages that we're now experiencing that will lead directly into hyperinflation and global food famine. This is all nuts and shouldn't be happening. But, you know, Orange Man bad and Trump's mean tweets make people feel unsafe. Okay, but I paid $1.69 for a gallon of gas under Trump. Unemployment for people of color, especially blacks, was very low under Trump, too. There were a lot of good things, some bad things, but a lot of good things. Now, clearly, CV was used by globalists during Trump's administration to bring the world to heel, and they're still doing it. Expect more mask and other social distancing mandates to happen again, with continuing emphasis on getting the jib-jab for every variant that's created. The more you get, the more your immune system will be compromised, according to many experts who are being silenced. So maybe you haven't heard them. Now, as I've mentioned before, I hope you're doing what you're able to create your own supply chain, because the government only seems willing to help those who illegally enter the USA. The rest of us, not so much. Seek out producers in your community, small farms, gardens, etc. Grow your own food. It's not too late. Make connections with other folks. We're in this together. We need to be with other people, relying on them, creating our own little economy. And it seems we cannot move away from all the posturing regarding potential World War III between Ukraine and Russia. And it appears the world may go down that road yet. Please remember, this all began when VP Harris publicly invited Ukraine to join NATO, something Ukraine promised they would not do because of the agreement they had with Russia. But because of Harris's purposeful misstep, the world is on the brink of global conflict, which will add to the shortages, inflation, and unemployment. And I'd like to remind everyone who doesn't remember, there were no conflicts, no wars. Certainly Trump didn't get us into anything new. But the political arena today is filled with lies and propaganda. Lies also undergird the CV situation. Remember when Fauci, Biden, and others said if you got the CV jib-jab, you could not get or spread CV? They were lies. In fact, it appears now that the people who did get the jab are far more likely to get reinfected and even hospitalized. I've got links to these things in the transcript than those who declined it. Beyond this, we're seeing the rise in SADS, sudden adult death syndrome, in young adults. I've talked about that before. It's a growing phenomenon. The medical community is apparently scratching their heads to figure it out. I'm sure they'll let us know just as soon as they actually determine the cause. Maybe some of us know better. Maybe the doctors who are being censored know better. Speaking of lies, we now know, due to Pfizer's own released documents, by the way, that they lied and fudged numerous things to get their vax approved by the FDA, even now, for babies as young as 6 months. You can read any number of articles written by Igor Chudov on his Substack, and I've got links to that in the transcript as well. And by the way, was CV, along with the vax and Paxlovid, designed to create an ongoing CV pandemic situation in the world? Mr. Chudov believes so. I'm absolutely, frankly, quite dumbfounded at the amount of people who cannot see through this charade. It's absolutely mind-boggling to me. But it's clear that critical thinking and common sense are in short order today, and that goes back to what I said at the first. It's because people go by feelings today, as opposed to facts and truth. Oh, and by the way, not to be outdone by Pfizer, Moderna is now announcing a hybrid flu and CV mRNA vax. So they're putting the two things together. Hey, it makes you wonder what they might try to slip into children's vaccines, huh? Parents, beware. Now, in an actual good outcome, apparently common sense is not altogether dead yet, because FINA just banned transgenders from competing in women's swim competitions. FINA recommends a new open category. Any male, they say, who has gone through puberty and then identifies as a female has an absolute edge over natural-born women. It's absolutely true, 100% true. Maybe other sports will wake up and apply the same logic. Now, of course, I've yet to see a female to male transgender try to get into pro football. In fact, I don't see any female to male transgenders trying to get into anything male-related or dominated in a sport. There's probably one or two somewhere. I just don't know where they are. I haven't heard of them. Appears to be male to female transgenders getting into various women's sports to compete. That's what we're seeing. In related news, Dr. Simone Gold of America's Frontline Doctors has been sentenced, unbelievable, to 60 days in federal prison for entering the Capitol, even after the doors were held open for her and others by Capitol Police. And what she did in there, she read a speech she was going to give at the Trump rally not far away. After all of a sudden, out of the blue, all speeches were canceled for unknown reasons. You know, this is the height of absurdity. But when you consider the Obama-appointed judge who is overseeing many of these situations, it makes clear sense. And moreover, January 6 detainees are being given an option of agreeing to lies for lesser sentences. So many inmates are taking that option since they've been illegally detained for over a year in extremely harsh situations, and their rights have been erased. Frankly, who can blame them? If I were them, I'm glad I'm not, but if I were in their shoes, I'd want to hold out. But there's little chance that the truth is going to come out anytime soon. Yet when people literally stormed the Capitol building during the Brett Kavanaugh hearings, they weren't arrested and or charged with insurrection, and most who were detained were simply let off, with a few given $50 fines. They certainly didn't rot in a jail cell someplace and get beaten and all kinds of things. And so it goes. By the way, are you ready for persecution of Christians in America as it's been happening throughout the world? It's happening politically now because anyone who is an authentic Christian faces scrutiny and potential censoring by our government. Those quote-unquote leftist Christians, it's kind of an oxymoron, they don't have to worry about that, though, because they always say what the left says, and they're accepted among the left. So what about God? What about God? I'm going to answer and ask a very important question. Where is God in all of this? Well, frankly, he's in the same place he's always been, on the throne and in charge. What is happening must come to pass in order to bring the world to a point of Jesus' physical return. Now, unlike dominionism, in which people believe we can come together, pray, and work to convert as many people as possible throughout the earth, and then Jesus can return, but not until. That's what dominionism believes. You know, people make it happen. We prepare this world for Jesus to come back. He has nothing to do with it. It's all on us. This is absolutely unbiblical. And it's another lie from Satan. We do not work to bring Jesus back. That time, date, day is set by the Father already. And it was set even 2,000 years ago. Yes, the world needs to get to a specific point before Jesus will physically return, but that point has everything to do with his judgment. Jesus comes back at the end and to close the coming tribulation period. The tribulation period is a time of unprecedented judgments poured out onto the earth and society by God. 21 judgments, to be precise. Matthew 24, Revelation 6 through 18. Yes, we Christians should always be looking for opportunities to spread the gospel and help bring people to a saving knowledge of Jesus. However, this is only going to save people from the fire. It isn't going to redesign this world so that it's more palatable until it slowly and continually becomes more pleasant. That's not going to happen. Look with me for a minute or so at Psalm 95. I don't have time to read the whole thing. I hope you do. But I want to bring out a couple of things from a few verses. In spite of what's happening on the earth, the Christian's job is to worship God, because this attitude of worship provides us with the correct approach to everything in life. Everything falls into place from that. We should worship him for several reasons pointed out in this psalm. Number one, Verse 1 tells us, God is our rock. That's true. He is a rock, immovable, planted firmly. Number 2, God is the great God and King above all. Verse 3, there is no one like him, much less above him. He is over all and above all. 3, he owns everything he made. Verses 4 and 5. Satan only controls this world temporarily. God owns it. God has absolute, ultimate control. Now, because of these things, God absolutely deserves our worship and praise. Psalm 95, 6, 7 tells us, come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. He cares for us. He cares about us. He provides. Our job is to worship God in all we do, think, and say. That's obviously a very tall order in this life. But what I'm finding out, and maybe you are too, is that it is more difficult to do this when things are going well, because we tend not to think of God or rely on him as much as we need to do when things are going well. When life is troubling and difficult, it forces us to look up away from ourselves, to focus on him to help us throughout the trials that come our way. Now, in these days of uncertainty and trouble, I would encourage you to find reasons to worship him in spirit and truth all day. There really are plenty of reasons why, and it's unfortunate that we actually have to deliberately look for them, isn't it? Well, chalk that up to our sin nature. One day, we will worship him perfectly without let up. Everything we do, everything we think, everything we say will give him absolute glory. Let me leave you with my favorite version of Come Let Us Worship and Bow Down. The link to it is in the transcript. This is from Maranatha Singers, and I believe there's a stupid ad in the front of it, so I apologize about that, but I can't remove it. Meditate on the Lord. He wants you to rise above all circumstances that attempt to keep you weighed down, including what the world is going through now and into the future. I thank you so much for joining me today, and until we meet again, I pray that God would open your eyes to show you how blessed you are in him.
You've been listening to Study, Grow, Know with Dr. Fred DeRuvo. Please join us each week for new broadcasts that deal with theology, prophecy, and political issues from a biblical, conservative perspective.